It was a game that started innocently with no intent to start playing a game. I was, in fact, at work. Having found the login to a long-gone marketing person's Google Drive filled with variations of sell sheets and flyers and logos and social media ideas, advertisements, old images, but bloated and nearly at capacity, Google urging to increase the file size and pay extra money for storing hundreds of more gigabytes of data. I decided to start cleaning up, as is the case with any Google Drive filled to the rim after a decade or more of use. There were all manner of duplicates, all manner of junk that was probably never even remembered to have been saved. So I started cleaning up. I sorted by size, as you do. And Google lets you select, individually clicking, you can't group click, you gotta individually click, one file at a time, up to 100 at a time, and then you can hit the delete key. Now after you hit the delete key, there is some processing time. This processing time can take seconds or minutes. And sometimes it fails. Sometimes it doesn't work at all. Sometimes something goes wrong and you end up having to hit delete again. But you get the reward shortly after that. There's a dopamine boosting celebration animation. And then you're told how much memory you've recovered. The first 100 files I deleted, I must have recovered 15 gigabytes worth of data. The next 100, I believe I recovered 8. The next 100, about 3. And the next 100, just under 1. Then you start to see patterns emerge. You keep going at it, you know, this game of recovering storage space. Cleaning house, kind of like the same reward one gets from pressure washing or perhaps playing Splatoon on Nintendo consoles, where you're cleaning things or washing off muck, maybe like Mario Sunshine with the water tank device you would clean with. And I kept going. I didn't know how long I had, you know. I did not know that this was going to be something that hours later I was still going to be doing. Not that I minded. I'd fallen into a strange rhythm with it. I was listening to Frank talk about songs played at concerts by Phish, songs that had not been played in a while, and others that they played often, songs that they played in a different order than they did last time. He would mention that normally Phish will play this song as an opener, but this time, by God, they played it as a closer. Or another song that you don't often hear was followed by another song you don't often hear. Or ping pong between songs you don't hear and songs you do hear. I enjoyed it. I enjoy listening to Frank and other folks on the Overnightscape talk about most anything. It's very relaxing to do while working. It's something I'm capable of listening to while working on actual projects. I did not know that this project I was working on today, which started off innocently enough, just selecting the first 100 files and clearing away 15 gigabytes worth of junk, you know, I didn't know that 2 hours later I'd still be doing it. But I found a strange game hidden within this activity. You would come upon types of images. You had the long section of PDFs. Then you had the long section of duplicate smaller images. Early on, you'd had lots of copy images, different edits of the same video, or different versions of the same backdrop or flyer, each one huge in its size. Then you get to the middle ground with lower quality versions of JPEGs or social media posts, and before long you're selecting 100 items and you're only regaining a few megabytes. But it's going to seem huge as you keep going for another 30 minutes or so. You're going to get down to small JPEGs and system images and icons of folders and things that you don't honestly believe anybody meant to save. In fact, on this journey of cleaning space, I came to the realization that there must be terabytes and terabytes of just unintentionally saved images that are sitting in data centers, taking electricity under air-conditioned environments, holding them, processing them, in case anybody ever wants to come see them again. Google, offering to sell you another gigabyte or another 10 gigabytes, another 100 gigabytes of storage for a couple more dollars a month or 100 more dollars a month, depending on how much. Because it's easier to do that than it is to sit down and actually erase all this stuff. Can only select them one at a time. Click, click, click. Click 100 of them, and now you can erase and see how much you get. Oh, clicked another 100. This time I earned back 457K. I did it again next time and I earned back 380K. And I just kept going like this. Kept selecting and erasing, listening to Frank talk. I was in my office, sitting down in a very comfortable chair. It was one really smart thing. My wife encouraged me to buy the nicest chair I could, because she said, you'll be sitting at it all day, and it just makes sense. You'll appreciate it. And I tend to be cheap in these situations. I'm easy to please, and I figure, well, you know, I won't get the cheapest chair they sell, but I'll get a relatively cheap chair. You know, the kind they advertise from the Office Depot or Office Max or Staples. The kinds that would be in the weekly advertisement if they still did such a thing in newspapers, if newspapers still existed. But no, she talked me into buying a damn nice chair, a Lazy Boy chair with Serta stuffing and memory foam for your butt. And it was even a big and tall model, even though it wasn't big and tall. It just meant that it was sturdy. It was capable of supporting hundreds of more pounds than it needed for me. But on the plus side, she said it probably would never break. I could jump up in it like I do, folding my feet under themselves and sitting on top of my feet and crossing my legs in weird ways and crossing under my leg and sitting on top of my other leg. I like to shift around. I need room in a chair to shift around. I'm not one of those that go for the ergonomic chair where you can only sit in one posture. No, I like to flit between 10 or more different poor postures. Move around, shake my foot, vibrate my leg, which would no doubt eat up the mechanism of a bargain basement weekly circular cell model chair. So she's probably right, and I do enjoy this chair, and it did make the hours melt away as I listened to Frank and selected hundreds of images at a time to delete them. Eventually, I got down to these small JPEGs, which must have been auto-generated for websites, thumbnails, thumbnail versions of larger files I had deleted 20, 30 minutes ago, an hour ago, 2 hours ago. I kept getting smaller. Then you got down to favicons, other really tiny images. Then, in fact, there came a point where you had the last of the images. I remember the last JPEG was one of our logo, and it was so blotchy, it looked impressionistic. But it was there, just a few K. Somehow, some reason, somebody had shrunk this image down to ridiculous size and saved it on Google Drive. I think Google probably did it itself, or some software program did. No, after that, you got into strange file types that were more or less auto-generated by systems doing their thing, keeping themselves straight. And we entered at last a long period of INIT files. These things were, many of them, less than a K. You know, I was erasing 100 files at a time and recapturing 1K of memory. And I couldn't stop. It was addictive. I had to reach the end, you know. I had to collect them all. I had to select them all. I had to erase them all. I needed to get rid of all the junk. And I did, eventually. My gosh, when I finally finished, I could not believe it. By that point, I had long since developed skills that enabled me to select faster. I would shrink the screen down so that I could move the mouse in horizontal rows and every so often tap, and I was tapping right in the box. It was a game of skill and precision no different than missile command. I was selecting boxes in rows and making patterns on the screen. Down one side, across the bottom, up the other, over the side, and then down, filling in the middles. Sometimes making X patterns over this big area of 60 to 70 files at a time. Yeah, I'd become an expert. I'd become a professional. And I was going to finish. I didn't care how long it took. It was around this time that it was getting to be near the end of the day, and my dog Reese, he knew that meant it was time to play. He had normally would be walked in the morning. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, he works in the office with me. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, when I have the most meetings, he goes to daycare. He's part of Camp Pinecone at Bark Mountain, where they do all kind of fun things. They do art projects. They do climbing lessons. They practice sitting and staying. And they have treats like slices of banana with peanut butter on them and watermelon. And they have little pieces of celery with peanut butter and raisins on them. Ants on the log, he calls them. I take him to school on those days early in the morning, drop him off, and those Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays are a special treat for me, because when I drop him off, I end up stopping by Chick-fil-A on the way home, and I like to get a spicy chicken biscuit or two, sometimes a chicken biscuit and a sausage biscuit, sometimes just a plain buttered biscuit and a chicken biscuit, sometimes a little grape jelly for that plain buttered biscuit. And it's quite a treat. All the people at the Chick-fil-A there, they know me. Yeah, these folks at the Chick-fil-A, they all know me, because for the previous 4 years I worked across the street, and I got up every morning about 6 and jumped into the shower half asleep, got into my car and made it down to work by 6:40 or so, went through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru and made it to my desk by about 6:50 or so. That was a reward for getting up so early every morning and I couldn't possibly eat breakfast that early at home. I didn't feel like eating anything at that point. And the ritual of stopping by became a kind of a daily reward and something I looked forward to. It made going to work more pleasant. But when I did something mysterious, or that guy just got tired of me, I really don't know what happened. He let me go sometime in April. So after that, I didn't have any daily Chick-fil-A visits, and I missed them. And they all missed me. You know, when I came back, they asked where I'd been. And yeah, there was Mary, and there's Ellen, and there's Richie. There's, what's that other guy? Well, the manager, who's no longer there, Josh, they all knew me every day. They would ask if I wanted a chicken and a sausage, or if today was going to be a biscuit and a stick chicken. And I've given them all pins for my podcast, and in fact, they're very kind. Jen and Mary usually come out and talk for a bit, and of course, they don't want to talk too long. There's people behind us, and I'm not the only one they talk to. They're daily regulars. It's pretty normal for them to say hello, how's it going, a few pleasantries, and what are you doing this weekend, that sort of thing, and tell me they've listened to one of my shows and it was odd or unusual, or boy, you've got an interesting podcast, and they've all got my pen. I think everybody inside uses my pen for whatever they need to write during the day. There's Titfos pens all over the place. I tell them, you know, a pen like that, you could write the French Revolution with a pen like that. A pen like that, there's no telling. You could write Waiting for Godot with a pen like that one, I tell you. You do anything with it. Draw a picture of a clown. But it's nice to see them again now that I'm employed again as of June. Taking Reese to his daycare on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Stopping by the Chick-fil-A. Reward myself with some breakfast for having getting out and driven him in the car, and kind of celebrate the fact that it's Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, which are all great days of the week. Tuesdays and Thursdays, he gets walked early in the morning before breakfast. Walk him around, come back, take about a 45-minute walk, in fact. Come back and feed him. And then I usually make myself some cereal and start some coffee brewing. Usually put about 6 regulation coffee cup size cups of coffee cup water in the coffee maker. Just trying to think what model that thing is. It's got sort of a stainless steel finish on the outside. It's a simple coffee maker, about $100 coffee maker. But I usually make about 6 cups a day. I'll have 2 cups, which equals 4 cups as they measure it. And then my wife will have 1 cup, which equals about 2 cups as they measure it. I like to put turbinado sugar in mine, as well as Snickers bar flavored Carnation Coffee Mate, which is quite delicious and chocolatey. Laura uses some type of nut pod creamer, which tastes like white water to me. But she likes it. And to make it taste a little better, she puts a splash of the Snickers Coffee Mate in there too. But yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon with coffee. You've got the 2 cups equals 1 cup, 6 cups equals 3 cups. And then right next to the coffee maker, we've got our paper towels, which are made by a company called Bounty. And when you purchase those things, you've got to select. You've got a choice. You could buy the paper towels, which, if they printed the name on it, would be 1 equals 1. But then they have other towels, which are 1 equals 2. And they've got some, which are 1 equals 3. And then they've got really large ones, 1 equals 4. But I bought the 1 equals 4 one time, and they wouldn't fit on my paper towel dispenser. is sitting right up there on the countertop. There's a little bar of which you use to tear off the different towels, and the 1 = 4 goes too far. When it's fresh, you can't hardly get it on there. Too tight to turn. Probably bad for the dispenser. Toilet paper, similar, only on those they call it regular and large and XL and mega XL and double mega XL, and I think they even have trooper ultra mega XL, which these are ever larger rolls of toilet paper. They'll say things on the outside like 12 = 24 or 12 = 36 or 12 = 48 or 12 = 96. That's the world we live in. That's how it goes. But as we'd gotten down to those smallest files, I knew I was near the end, because how much smaller and how many more of these damn INIT files could there be? I mean, I had probably erased 1,000 of them at this point. 10 pages of selecting 100 individual files at a time. I'm telling you, minutes bled into hours at this point. And Reese, who had had his walk in the morning, we usually go down into the garage because it's cooler in my garage, and my garage is half underground. So, and I think a lot of air conditioning leaks from the house above, so my garage always stays cool and a lot cooler than outside. So we go down there and we play a game called Flirt Pole, which is a pole which has got a rope on it, and at the end of the rope is a birdie tied on it, a stuffed birdie, and it makes noises if he bites it the right way. And so you move it around and dash it, and sometimes he grabs it and you run and chase him, and he loves to be chased. And if we do about 15 minutes, 20 minutes of play, around 9 o'clock in the morning, he'll be good till lunch. And then we'll take a break at lunch. We'll do a little bit of a play, a little bit of moving around. Then he'll usually work in the afternoon. But he starts getting antsy around 3:30. He's ready for me to be done for the day. And this day I was still erasing INIT files by the page full, by the hundred full. And he was starting to whine. And eventually my wife heard him whine and said, "Why don't you stop and play with Reese?" And I was thinking, I can't stop. I've got to finish this game. I've got to complete the mission. And I couldn't believe it. When I kept scrolling down and selecting, and eventually that was it. I was at the last one. And I picked it and deleted it, and those last 100 files, they returned me something like 15K of memory. It was total victory over the Google Drive. I had achieved total victory, and I went back and looked at my ultimate score, my high score, and I had gone from 24.97 gigabytes out of a possible 25 free gigabytes down to a little over 2 gigabytes of kept images. And I should mention that through all this process, down into the few 100K images of JPEGs of a few 100K or larger, I was still keeping things. I was still occasionally seeing something that I didn't think I had that image, or it was useful for some reason. Maybe it was as simple as I liked the way the typeface looked on the background. It would be an idea for a future advertisement. For some reason I had kept them. So it's a click, 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 click. No, I keep that one. That went for a long time. There were these different eras and epochs within this game of clearing the Google hard drive. A fantastic game. A game I will always remember. A game that will stand out, one of those games that was a better game than you thought it would be. Yeah, just like on the Atari Jaguar, the back door into the virtual light machine on the Jag CD add-on. You'd hit a certain button combination, an asterisk and other combination, and you'd get into the debug menu. And you could start adjusting all the parameters of the video feedback and the symmetry of the patterns on the screen and the patterns themselves, and you could attach them to different waveforms. So you could say, I want this pattern to react to music within this many hertz and this many hertz. And then I want this other pattern to hit music from this to this. And you could adjust how it got things larger and smaller, or increased the feedback or decreased the feedback, and you could crash the machine. You could make an arrangement that would be too much for the little machine to crunch, and its processors would flip dead on their back with their little processor legs up in the air like a dead roach. Of course, you could just reboot the machine, get back in. But it was an interesting game in and of itself that I ended up playing way more than you would think you would play such a thing. I became really good at it. Like I became good at this game. And here I am, victorious, using a mere 2 gigabytes of the free 25. Hell, in the last week or two, I've already loaded about 5 or 6 gigabytes up there for our marketing agency to make use of. Different people, pay-per-click people, and website developer people. It's been a lot of fun. I hope one day I'll get to play it again, you know. It'll probably be a while. Maybe I'll do it to my own personal file. Maybe you want to play. You know, if you've got a Google Drive, and a lot of people do. If you don't, you probably have a similar drive from somebody else, Amazon, or Apple iCloud, or OneDrive, or who knows where you got them. But I'm sure you've got files to select and erase. I think you ought to give it a try. It's a hell of a contest, and it's very rewarding.